Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to edition 16, or week 16 of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And happy, happy, joy, joy is not being said in Packerland today.
Bit of a dark Monday.
Yes, it is. We are recording on Monday. And just bad. Just bad. There's no other way to put it. I mean, it was just bad.
This one hurt in the first quarter. Then you got kind of numb and after that.
And we've seen it enough this year that we've had games where they've not played very well. And then their second half, or maybe even just the fourth quarter, they kind of come around. But the Packers lose to the Cardinals 38-8. And it was an old-fashioned butt-kicking. They just outplayed us in every aspect of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching. It just, it was not good. And, of course, you can, small favors, you can say, well, at least we didn't get shut out, but it really doesn't matter. It's just bad. Bad.
Final score, Cardinals 38, Packers 8. Mm. Been a while. Probably the worst one in quite a while that I can remember.
I agree.
And I don't know. Not something you're used to seeing as a Packers fan as of late.
No, but you know, we've really been struggling since I think I put it up in the group on Facebook for Bleeding Green and Gold, and said, boy, you remember the days when we were 6-0? Remember when you were looking at me and you were thinking about going to the Viking-Packer game, and you thought, why would I go? They're probably going to sit all their starters because...
Last game of the week, Packers were undefeated.
Oh, man, what a turnaround. And,
yeah.
And the frustrating thing is, I mean, you can't put your finger on one thing. You can't say, well, it's Aaron Rodgers, or it's because we don't have Jordy, or it's because the offensive line is hurting, or it's because the defense did this or that. It's like... No, it's just bad.
Confusing, almost, the drop-off that the Packers offense has had.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be perennially one of the top in the league.
Right.
And it just took a huge drop.
Yeah, and other things that are really uncharacteristic, and unfortunately this is going to be kind of a negative Nelly podcast because it was a negative game, but the penalties...
Lots.
Why so many freaking penalties?
Well, uncharacteristic in previous seasons.
That's, yeah.
This season, that has been the norm. And I, someone was talking in an article I read just today about how when you go back and look at all the Packers games, even when we were undefeated, it is crazy how many yards and how many of our big plays are because of defensive penalties.
Yeah, yeah. And we haven't seen that since. You know, where the other team would give us a free play, and we used it to our advantage. But.
Well, not even that, but like just yesterday, a bunch of our big plays came off pass interference, defensive pass interference.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know. It's again, our running game wasn't there. It was a tough game to watch, and you never, ever felt like, okay. They're going to start turning it around now. It's just like, I told you, before even the first half was over with, I go, Sean, we're not going to win this game. We are not going to pull it
off. You told me a few days ago.
Well, when I did my prediction, yeah, which I was right on. But
before we jump into things, offense, defense, special teams, there's a summary online here of Rodgers' post-game interview. Mm-hmm. Some of his comments. I wanted to go through those quick, get your thoughts.
Sure. Go ahead.
They brought a lot of pressure, but we picked up most of it. Assignment-wise, we had a guy for a guy.
What?
I'm just reading his comments.
What's that
paraphrased?
Mean?
that they gave us a lot of pressure, but we picked up most of it. And assignment-wise, we were able to match our guys for their guys. I disagree that we picked up most of it.
Right, I would
think
totally
we picked up very little of it.
Right,
And we did have a guy for a guy, but they beat our guys,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't help out our guys.
Right,
We need to get healthy, but everyone has to play better. I can't turn over the ball that many times. Fair. He doesn't know why the offense looks so different. That's for the reporters to debate and write about. Felt we have had some bad halves and some good halves. Okay. You know, he's a man of words.
Yeah.
Feels we ran it pretty well at times today. Due to being down 3 scores, it is hard to keep running. Need to use our guys to the best of their ability. Beauty of the NFL is that teams match up differently with the different teams. You have ups and downs at different times in the season. Need leadership to step up this week. Things are ahead of us as far as winning the division. He wasn't his decision at any point about coming out of the game. Never likes coming out of the game. He feels he is okay. He took some shots. Disappointed in himself due to the ball security issues. What's disappointing to him that he was not, it was not good football by him. He has to clean it up next week. He didn't have a ton of guys open at times. A few times we didn't have a chance, and a few times we did. Need to get back to the drawing board this week. A couple more here. He feels this is a week that we can show our resolve. Character is tested and highlighted at times by adversity. He likes the football team but feels they need to play better. He didn't feel the helmet-to-helmet hit on him was intentional. Arizona has a good defense, good team, good coach. Doesn't know if Arizona is the team to beat or not. Carolina is also a good team. Hopes we get a chance at one of them. He knows we are capable of putting it together for 2 halves. We just haven't done it. Have enough guys on the team that have won big games. Feels that the experience in the locker room can help us get over the hump when necessary. When you play long enough, you'll be on the wrong side sometimes, but he has confidence in the team.
Yeah, which is fine after a game like that, but the problem was that there was other games before this year that even when we were 6-0, I mean, we were still having issues where we're like, well, you know, we won, so you're happy, but
we weren't blowing people out of the water.
This season, yeah. We have not looked like the team of old, and yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be one of those that goes on the Jordy Nelson bandwagon and say it's all because of him not playing. But
unlike your wife.
Yes, my wife is a huge Jordy fan.
We would probably be 16-0 if Jordy was healthy, according
to
her.
According to her, yeah. Let's get into the offense here.
Lindsley got the start again,
mm-hmm.
over Treader.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Whoever's playing best gets the job.
I think that's the way you got to do it.
Okay. Bulaga injured again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been in and out all year.
The second I saw that hit where the Cardinals player ducked under and I think Cobb and him collided helmet mm-hmm. to helmet, I was worried. And then after the commercial break, they came back and said he was hurt. I was like, yeah. It looked like it.
And those guys have been banged up. I mean, but it's that time of year. I mean, I don't think there's many offensive lines that wouldn't say that. But
mm-hmm. Sticking to the offensive line, Sitton hasn't looked very good.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if it's like injuries catching up with him, because normally he's one of our most consistent players, mm-hmm. especially on offense.
Mm-hmm.
But he has not looked very good the last few weeks.
Yeah, and it's something we've talked about before, too, that the teams are able to just rush their basic defense.
Mm-hmm.
3-4 guys.
And play coverage.
And they're still able to get... I mean, Rodgers was just smacked around. It's hence Sean talking about getting pulled out of the game. It's like, well, it's just your franchise quarterback. You're not going to... You shouldn't leave him in there when you're down 38-8 or whatever it was at the time. But, yeah, it's tough. I don't know what the offensive line... And then Eddie Lacy on again, off again, was off again. So...
I don't know. It was a frustrating day.
It was, definitely.
New segment for you called Questioning Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to find some music to play there, but...
No, we'll just move on.
So here's some bullet points. after each one. Give me your thoughts.
Okay.
All right. Backup offensive tackles were playing, and we never gave them help.
Yeah, you know that's a sore spot for me.
That's why it's the first bullet point.
That's it's so frustrating to me it's like if you were being the head coach is like being the CEO of a corporation. And so if you have an area in your business that needs help, you give it help. You don't sit there and say, "Well, we just don't do that." And over and over and over again, that goes back to that rush 3-4 guys and you're still getting pressure. So, no. I don't have a good reason for it.
It kind of just feels like
Stubborn.
He says they should step up
mm-hmm.
and do better and be better. And if they're not, we deserve to lose.
Which is if that's what his thinking is, that's silly. That's
silly. It's you heard it here, folks. Mike McCarthy is silly.
It's a 9 and an ass. An ass, a 9. So that's it.
Cardinals blitzed a ton this game.
Mm-hmm.
We never used any screen plays. We used one in the third quarter, and it went for a 20-yard touchdown. Your thoughts?
You don't want to do it too often because then they'll expect it.
Oh, okay.
Why? Well, I mean, because if you're going to get 28 yards every, you know, why would you do it if you're making 28 yards every shot? Don't get it either. I that's just frustrating as heck. They finally do it, and then it's like on finally, and then don't go back to it. Though.
I'm more the Lombardi mindset of you keep doing it till they figure out how to
stop it. Right. Absolutely. So why would you?
It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
The Cobb run for 2 yards. Since McCarthy took over, we've seen a lot of Cobb runs, but never really resulting in much.
Yeah, I don't know if it's his theory on mixing up the plays to set up a play. I don't know. It ain't working.
We have struggled against press coverage all year, mm-hmm. but we have not used any bunch formations. Or, you know, like slants, bunch formations, those kind of routes that create like a natural space. We haven't used any of them. Your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a talent issue, which that's where I'm kind of leaning. And, you know, we've had some injuries, obviously, on the wide receivers. And I don't know. I just, it's frustrating because you feel like it's just... What is it? The perfect explanation of being crazy is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And that's how I feel sometimes with our offense. No, I can't give you a good reason.
This is more just directed at this last game on Sunday rather than the whole season. But Aaron not getting out of the pocket.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too much pressure, maybe. Couldn't even get out.
I think that it's getting into his head, and he kind of mentioned that a couple of games ago that, you know, he's getting banged around quite a bit, and so he's probably not scanning the field the way he would normally. But it definitely was obvious in this game that he was – I mean, they're you can't take anything away from Arizona. They're great defense. They're a great team, period. But he did not look Aaron at all.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one – for this new segment called Questioning Mike McCarthy, is we rely on players winning 1v1
mm-hmm.
against the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't worked for us really this year.
Nope.
And we haven't done something different.
Right, again.
Your thoughts?
Insanity. Doing the same thing, expecting different results.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, that's that for that segment. It's kind of, you know, kind of a bleak podcast. Everyone's kind of down on the game. Figured I'd add something a little more bleak.
That's good. But a little more fire.
Like fire with fire, yeah.
I when you're not with the team, like, you got to hope that these guys know what they're doing. You got to hope that it's just a matter of schemes. They don't have the numbers to put in, the people to put in. They're just doing the best they can. But going back to the screen, why? Why not? You know, to me, coming in, especially in the beginning of the game.
It's not like it hasn't worked.
Exactly. I don't get it. But
worked last week, the week before that, the week before that.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the offensive line, not giving them help. Most of the game, we had our backup right tackle playing left tackle and our backup right guard playing right guard.
Right guard
playing right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no help.
Right.
And then we had Linsley go down at center, I believe, for mm-hmm. at least a while.
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
And it's not like it was working.
Yeah, I don't get it. Is it being stubborn? Is it because you just don't have the scheme that you can help them out? I don't believe it's the latter, because it's not that hard. Put Kuhn in there to help. Yeah, I mean, he's great at picking up guys.
But. You know, I feel like actually at the game, at the end, in the fourth quarter, when, you know, we still had no hope, he started putting in, like, both Lacey and Kuhn as split backs to help protect. Didn't help. It was too late at that point. The Cardinals had way too much momentum behind them.
And I actually think at that point it was just to preserve Aaron.
Yeah, make sure he didn't die.
Because it was just knocking him around. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Aaron, he not very good numbers again.
Yeah, he went 15 of 28 for 151 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
And the interception was
in
bad.
The end zone. Yeah,
bad.
That one hurt.
Did he have a fumble?
Did he have a fumble? Did he have a fumble? He had three fumbles. Two of them lost. Went back for touchdowns. Remember the old Aaron Rodgers? I miss him.
I remember when.
You picked a good day to get an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Yeah, I did. That was my Christmas present. Was
one of
Aaron
his Christmas
Rogers.
Presents, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Tolzien, at least he was one for one.
For her 4 yards. Almost got a safety.
Yep. It should have been.
I don't know. The rules, if it comes out and then back in, it's not a safety. It looked like it might have. It's not like they needed the points.
No, obviously, but he was running for his life too. It was just bad.
Aaron has not been very Aaron Rodgers this year.
No.
Kind of makes you think. I mean, we can agree Rodgers is not playing up to his normal level.
Right. I agree.
Maybe all these holes and difficulties we're seeing with the team were there for quite a while. And they were just covered up by Aaron Rodgers playing great.
Oh, there's definitely that possibility.
And now that he's not, they're back.
Yep.
And they're glaring.
Yep. I would agree. Rushing, we had Lacey, 12 for 60, with one run of those was 25 yards.
Yeah, it was in the fourth quarter, I think, maybe third quarter, but
I don't know. Man.
It was.
I was really struggling to pay attention. That second half to me was just a blur because it's just like, blah.
Aaron Rodgers was 3 for 19. Starks 3 for 11 and a fumble.
Again,
a costly fumble. It's when we still had hope.
Yep.
Maste 1 for 7 on that fake punt. That was fun.
And that's one of the things I love about McCarthy. I mean, this guy's got a lot of guts. I mean, he's willing to take chances and do things like that. Mm-hmm. That was a fun call. Kuhn was 1 for 3. Cobb was 1 for 2. And as we talked about, Cobb in the backfield, it really has not been working.
Yep. Tolzien 1 for 0, Crockett 4 for -1. One thing, I mean, that was fun. I didn't expect it. I thought they might go for it on that fourth down, even though it was at midfield, just to get some momentum.
Change something.
I didn't expect a fake punt, though. So that was fun. And great blocking on that by Banjo.
Yes.
Nick Banjo. I can't remember his first name. I think it's Nick Banjo. And then Ryan and Palmer also had great blocks on it. So it was a fun play.
That was one of the highlights.
I wish we once have punted right after.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Moving on to receiving, we had Jones was 5 for 46.
Yep. Adams 3 for 42, Lacey 1 for 28 and a touchdown on the screen, Corliss 2 for 17, Cobb 3 for 15, Aberdares 1 for 5, Richard Rodgers 1 for 2.
Yeah, Aberdares had a big drop.
Jones saw a lot of back shoulder passes to him.
That was the only thing that was working,
and they all worked.
Mm-hmm.
They looked great, but then we stopped doing them.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to do the screen either because you get over 20 yards.
So it's frustrating. It's good to see that was working, though, because, you know, that is one of the most difficult passes to make and one of the hardest catches. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see they still had that. Lacey with the screen. Corliss is finally back.
Yeah.
That first catch he had was a great catch.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of diving back towards where he'd been running from. Pretty bad throw by Rodgers.
No, that's not what you have here. You've got much stronger adjective.
We are not an explicit podcast. We are family friendly.
Starts with an SH and ends with an itty.
You want to start doing that, I can change the explicit tag on iTunes.
No. No, I want people to be able to listen with their kids.
Maybe we can pick and choose episodes that are explicit after losses.
We can have...
Wins can be clean.
Bleeding green and gold after hours.
There you go. When we've had a couple glasses of whiskey.
There you go. And then we'll have to get sponsored by like adult novelty products or something like that.
Well, now you're just getting weird.
No, because we could get products.
All right, moving on. Aberderis, 1-for-5. He did have that big drop right at the beginning.
Just nasty.
It was a great pass. So it was that play action. Yep. Threw it deep downfield. He was open. Just hit him in the hands.
Yep. Yeah. It just, that was kind of setting for the whole game.
Yeah. Frustrating. The Richard Rodgers, 1-for-2. I've said it for weeks now. Those throws in the flat to him go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep doing it.
Yeah, don't throw the screen either. Moving on to the defense.
Quick recap of the Cardinals' offense and how they performed. Palmer, 18 of 27 for 265, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. He had those 200 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
Williams, 8 rushes, 44 yards. Ellington, 7 rushes, 40 yards. David Johnson, 9 rushes, 39 yards, and a touchdown. Floyd, 6 receptions, 111 yards. David Johnson, 3 receptions, 88 yards. Fitzgerald, 4 receptions for 29 yards and a touchdown. So basically, they had 3 running backs average 5 or more yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
And wide receivers weren't really stopped at all either.
It was, that's what you
again,
figure.
Fighting
team's
fire with fire here.
38 points, you're going to have some pretty big numbers. But they really, I was thinking about this before we started the podcast, and it's like one of those games where I don't think we're as bad as we looked, and I don't think they're as good as they looked, but they're good.
They are good.
And they've looked good all year.
The other thing about the Cardinals, though, is that if I had to cheer for another team this season rather than the Packers, it'd be the Cardinals.
Yeah, I like the quarterback, I want Fitzgerald to get his
Super Bowl, and I like Palmer, too.
Yep.
I'd like both of them to finally get a Super Bowl. They're a little older, you know. This might be their last chance.
Don't talk to me about being older, man. I totally get older.
Okay.
So moving on to, so you think Pinnell had a pretty good game, huh?
I think he had a great game. Another great game. He's looked really good for us this season. I like watching him. He plays with heart out there. He's, you know, right next to Mike Daniels. Playing well. He had a great sack early. He kind of just threw that guy to the side to get the sack.
Yeah, he did.
And then he also forced that fumble later on,
which
was big. Kind of.
We're just grasping for positives.
Oh, yeah. Jake Ryan, the rookie.
He had a kind of a down game, I think.
He did. He has a lot of work to do. A lot of fundamentals that he needs to work on. But I do like the way he plays. He plays with a lot of passion, and it's fun to see him out there.
Yeah, and as we said before, he kind of fits that Packer mold, the type of guy that we want in there.
Mm-hmm. Raji injured pretty early.
Yeah.
Got rolled up on that sack.
That hurt. That hurt to have him out of there because he's at a position that a lot of times if his name's not being called, that means he's doing well. Like, he'll take up 2 blocks, and it helps somebody else to get in there. But having him out of there, because he has been playing really well.
He has, and he's a big body, too.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully
talk to me about big bodies.
Yeah, we get it. You're old and fat, okay?
I'm white. I'm old.
You're making
I'm fat,
it very,
and I'm sick of it.
Very obvious. You don't need to have your midlife crisis on the podcast.
Okay. What's I tried to tell your mom?
Save it for the after
hour. You look
show.
At like Kevin Costner, he's old, and Jack Nicholson is old and balding, and said, I'm a superstar. I'm balding. I'm fat. I'm white. I'm old. But it doesn't work.
We still get blown up when we play zone in the secondary, and we did today.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the communication for it.
And yeah, just this late in the season too. That's surprising to me.
Don't remember when the last time was we were able to contain the edge on runs. We never set the edge. It just gets kind of blown up every time.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you can feel it. You know, it's kind of like if you remember back when Brett Favre played and he rolled to the side, to the sideline, you're like, well, don't throw it, don't throw it. And every time he did, he threw an interception. And now every time a guy bounces out to the edge when he's running, it's a big play.
Yep.
So.
Rollins looked like he had a better game than Randall.
Mm-hmm.
We've said in previous weeks that Randall's covering the better receiver. Pretty comparable this week, though.
Yeah.
So, kind of got to see them both play. Randall had a good game.
Yeah, I think they did fine, yeah.
I mean, Rollins had a good game. Randall was all right. Burnett had another solid game, just mm-hmm. having a great year, kind of quietly, like we said, having a great year.
Yep.
One odd thing with the outside linebacker, and in my opinion, humble opinion, the linebackers played like trash all game.
Mm.
Just wrong spots, bad angles, bad tackles.
That's something that's kind of been a theme this year, too, is taking bad angles.
It has been, yeah.
And not just on the linebackers, but it was really prevalent yesterday with the Arizona game.
Yeah. With the outside linebackers, Palmer and Dayton Jones both got snaps at outside linebacker. I think they're kind of looking for a solution there. Mm-hmm. And even Jake Ryan got a couple snaps at outside linebacker. That was interesting to mm-hmm. see from the rookie who's still trying to get his position down.
Right, right, trying to figure out. So put him at a different spot.
Yeah. Against the best offense in the league.
How about the special teams?
Crosby had no kicks.
Why not?
Our one touchdown, we went for two. So, Maste had 6 punts for an average of 43.2, long of 49.
He had a good game.
He did have a good game.
Yeah.
That 49 was when he was backed up in the back of the end zone. Had
yeah,
no
he didn't
room.
Have his
he
typical.
That. Yeah.
Right. He couldn't go back as far as he normally would.
Janice, 1 for 21. Decent return.
Mm-hmm.
Hyde, 1 for 0. He didn't get chance to return it, but I do like we haven't had an issue, knock on wood, with his hands as a punt returner like we've had in
great.
Previous years. But Hyde
really?
Has looked good.
You had to say it.
I'm trying to find silver linings, Michael. Let me find silver linings.
Silver and gold. Okay, fine. Keep looking.
I feel like that guy in Bradley Cooper. And have you seen that movie Silver Linings Playbook?
No.
I think you have. It's Bradley Cooper and what's her name? She's really famous. She does the Hunger Game movies. She's the main character.
Oh, I know who you're talking. I don't remember her name, but how about we just move on?
But he talks about finding the silver linings. It's the one where they're Eagles fans, him and his dad, and they talk about
oh,
the juju.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
got to keep the juju.
That's it. I've got Bob.
Robert De Niro, his dad.
What are you doing? If you ever really want to critique Robert De Niro too, just watch any of the emphasis parts that he talks about. He always repeats himself. What? What?
Yeah, I like that movie. It's a good movie.
It was good. It was a good movie.
Kind of got sidetracked there.
Mm-hmm.
Your ADD is rubbing off on
it. Doesn't take much to sidetrack me.
Yeah, just put on special teams as a side note. The fake punt was fun to see.
Yeah,
great blocking by Banjo, Ryan, and Palmer.
Yep.
So, yeah. One thing I added this week that we kind of looked into, I think we're on pretty good time right now, actually, but we thought it'd be pretty quick because we'd be rushing through things to get over this bleak podcast. But
I could tell you
some of the
right now.
Tweets from the game.
We're at about 28 minutes right now.
All right. Some of the tweets from the game.
Mm-hmm.
From Rob Domofsky. Remember when the Packers used to execute slants like that?
Mm-hmm.
That one hurts because I do remember that, and it was a beautiful thing.
It was.
I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's a hard route to run.
Well, and we saw it again, too. You pointed it out during the game. It's like one of those where it's not a busted play. It's just like it just didn't happen. If it's not boom, boom,
not in sync,
some of the wideouts, they just kind of stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Yeah, we had that throw down the left sideline where it was in play. The throw was. It was where it was supposed to be, but all two receivers, they just stopped running.
Yep.
They let up and turned around.
Yep.
They could have caught that for a touchdown.
Exactly.
It's like, what the? hell's going on out there?
When I was, I mean, this is, I only played 2 years of high school football, but I remember my coaches telling me, you know, on the team, you want, if it's a scramble, you run back to the quarterback so they can throw it at you, because that it's hard to cover that.
Yeah.
But apparently that didn't get passed on.
It has in previous years.
Jason Wild.
Wildy.
Is it Wildy?
It is Wildy.
Okay.
hard not to watch Cardinals offense and think, remember in the old days when the Packers offense was this in sync?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. It was just bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
And remember when we used to be able to go down the field 80 yards in like five plays? I remember.
When you used to think every offensive drive we could score here.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably will. Brian Caribou tweeted, not sure I've ever seen a team gain a larger percentage of their yardage via penalty than this Packers team, which we kind of talked about before. A lot of our yardage we get is because we're getting penalties called on the defense.
I agree.
All right, time for the game ball.
Well, for lack of a better thing, I think we're going to go with the fans.
Yep, the fans that filled the stadium at Arizona. I'd say it was about 50-50 Packers fans.
A lot and of people.
Even in a away game, you could hear the go, Pack, go chants.
And I know that it's kind of snowbird country and all that kind of thing, but still, it's an expensive ticket for them to go, and I appreciate them trying. We both know what it's like to go into the enemy in their stadium. But they were trying, and I feel bad for them. A lot of money was spent for a lot of disheartened
fans. I saw someone post on Reddit before the game a picture of the stadium. They got there really early. They're like, so excited for my first ever Packers game. Oh. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
And I think the honorary mention game ball should go to our fans of the podcast. Especially the fans. It's been kind of a frustrating season with the Packers. Even when we're winning, there's frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially the fans that are watching from out of the U.S., and it's more difficult for them.
Right.
Bravo, and enjoy your honorable mention game ball.
There you go.
So you want to look over some of the other scores from the week?
Let's move on. We had Thursday night game. It was the Raiders over the Chargers, 23-20.
Yep. Redskins actually looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're kind of shoring it up a little bit.
They're 8-7, but they look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They won 38-24 over the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Lions 32-17 over the Niners.
And then we had Steelers losing to the Ravens. That was a tough game, 20-17, the Ravens. Cowboys losing to the Bills 16-6. They've really just, they don't have a team without Romo.
Bears beat the Bucks 26-21.
Mm-hmm.
Which you got that right, by the way, in our prediction contest.
We got the Panthers continue to look great, but they lost surprisingly to the Falcons, who I think every week I've mentioned it's like, oh gosh, they should be better than they are. But Falcons 20, Panthers 13.
Yeah, right after their 10 players were announced of making the Pro Bowl, they had very non-Pro Bowl-looking plays by those players.
Mm.
Cam struggled. I think they had one defensive lineman in the Pro Bowl who had a great game. But other than that, Josh Norman, who's been shutting down everyone, just got torched by Julio Jones the whole game, which is unfortunate for the Panthers because that's the only receiver on the Falcons right now.
Mm. The Chiefs continued to do well here in the second half, over 17-13 over the Browns.
Yep, they started out 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have won 9 in a row to be 10-5 and to make the playoffs. It's impressive.
Yeah, Colts snuck one out with the Dolphins, 18-12.
Jets upset the Patriots, 26-20.
And you've been talking about the Jets all year, though.
I like
they look
the Jets,
better. Yeah.
But you had that weird play. I mean, Jets were up by 14. Patriots come back to tie it to go to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the Patriots win the coin toss in overtime, and the special teams player special teams pro bowler for the Patriots say, we want to kick off. And Belichick, everyone thought it was him making a mistake, saying we want to kick off and go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick apparently came out today and said it was his call. He wanted to kick off, which it's just, it's a very Belichick thing to do,
yeah,
to go against the grain at a huge moment. But it did not work out for him. Jets went down the field and scored a touchdown.
Texans over the Titans, 34-6. It was the Saints over the Jaguars, 38-27.
Rams beat the Seahawks, surprising.
That's a surprise.
23-17. Seahawks have been red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good to see them lose.
Yep. Yep. And then last night's game.
Yep. Vikings beat the Giants 49-17.
Did you catch any of that?
Not a bit.
That's what I expected you were going to say. Okay.
I didn't watch a minute of it. I actually left here, went home, and I was in bed by 8.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't catch any of it either.
You didn't catch any either.
I was surprised by
much.
The score, so I was just curious if you saw any of it. But
yeah, kind of a shellacking.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, we're recording before this. We're recording on Monday. The Bengals, 11-3, play the 10-4 Broncos. Broncos, who are kind of floundering as of late, should be a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be pretty good. All right. So predictions.
I am currently up by 3. You gained some ground last week. We only have 2 to pick this week, so even if you win both of them this week, you'll have to gain some more ground in the playoffs.
All right. Okay. I will do that.
First one to pick. Do you want me or you to pick these first?
I'll pick.
You'll pick. All right. Lions at Bears.
Bears.
All right. I'll take the Lions.
Okay.
Vikings at Packers.
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 Okay, that's exciting.
Right. Yeah. Whew. I know everyone out there is on your edge of your seats waiting for our predictions, and you can sit back now.
I see that they moved it to a night game now.
Yeah, they flexed the Packer and Viking game to Sunday night.
So I always wonder, like, let's say you were going to that game, and you were planning on going to the game and then working on Monday, but now it's like, wait a minute. I got to stay overnight, and you're not going to drive back after the game.
Why not?
It's a bit too late.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. You have? From Lambeau?
Not from Lambeau. I've driven back from, it was at the Metrodome, Monday night game.
Yeah, but that's different, Sean. That's an hour. You're talking about 7.
I was living in Morris at the time. That's 3 hours.
Okay.
3.5.
So double it.
I mean, that's still, that's a...
I just think about people that it messes Monday up their night. Schedules. I mean,
oh, it does, but it's going to make them more money, the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Money. So what do they care?
That's what it's all about. Okay, so...
Battle for the North this Sunday night.
So now, if any of your clients are listening, don't plan on having Sean call you Monday morning because he'll be up late cheering on the Packers' victory over the Vikings. So you wanted to add some...
should be a good game, though.
Yeah, it should be. Yep. It should be.
I hope the Packers.
I was expecting
turn it around.
The Arizona game should have been a good game.
Yeah. I hope we got it out of our system. We laid an egg. Now we're out of eggs. Time to play the Vikings.
Okay. Let that rattle around in your brain a little
bit.
We
got some listener mail.
Okay.
We might have had this last week, actually, and I missed it in our email. But Matt Hume writes in. Hey guys, just want to say fantastic podcast. I love listening to it while I work. I also live in Australia in Darwin, so not too many places to get Packers chat. Great work. Love your stuff.
I appreciate that, man. That's really nice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. We love getting the feedback, and Sean doesn't like it, but even if it's not positive, if you got some constructive criticism.
I don't like it. You're the one that gets all sassy about
it. And we like to get some input. Let us know what you think.
We appreciate it, even constructive feedback.
Yeah.
But yeah, right into the show. We'd love to hear from you. Join the Facebook group, Bleeding Green and Gold. A lot of good chatter on there. It's been a little silent since Sunday's game.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Good talk beforehand, but afterwards it's been a little quiet.
Everybody's still licking their wounds. it's a lot of fun, and we never try to pretend we're something we're not. We're just a couple of guys that my son, Sean, and myself we just like to talk about it, and if we hope you enjoy listening to it.
And maybe for some reason people want to listen to us talk about
it. Although we're not drinking, it's too early in the day.
Yeah, so we're recording a little earlier today.
But when we're done here, I see it's almost 5:30, so guess what?
It's 5:30 somewhere.
Pop a top again.
So thank you for listening, everyone. Subscribe to the show. We had a little bit of an issue, for those who have noticed, on iTunes this last week and some other sites where you can get it, where we weren't showing up when you typed in Packers or something like that. Then this got rid of our title for some reason, but that's all fixed and taken care of.
Good, good.
So enjoy the show. Leave a review. Rate it. It really helps us get the podcast out there. Been amazed at how fast it's gotten out there since we just started the beginning of the year.
Very, very kind of you.
Yeah, so we really appreciate it. Join the Facebook group. We will see you next week after we win the division. And we'll be going to the playoffs, talking about our bye in the first week.
All right, until then,
go Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, Go Pack, go!